This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. The turnout today is actually, I have to admit, I am pleasantly surprised.
That's because you challenged everybody.
I did.
You were like, I dare you to show up.
The hotcakes are gone, guys.
Are all your autograph cards gone?
Baseball America. Prospect cards are gone.
That is amazing.
I think, you know what, Kevin, after this break, I'm going to give some Cowboys gear away.
You're going to start giving
some
stuff
away? Yeah, we'll give the Cowboys gear away.
I just gave away a Steve Walsh rookie card.
Mike's giving away Cowboys gear.
His 89 Pro Set design is fire. By the way, it is a shout-out Friday from the 214. Shout-out to my friend Nick, who is sober for 3 years today. It is a huge Mozzie Smith fan. Congratulations. I think a lot of us know how tough that can be. Congratulations to your buddy, Nick. Right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, you know, we just talked with Jerry, so hopefully we got you plenty of content going forward. That is always
listening.
My hope.
Okay,
listening. Good. Now, we've talked a lot about the offensive line. We talked a lot about the rookies. I was hoping you could dive back into Terrence Steele with us, because I know Terrence Steele has said a lot of good stuff when he's like, hey, I'm in year five. I got a ton of reps under my belt. I'm excited. I feel like this was my best camp. So you're seeing the right things. He's saying the right things. What is our confidence level? What is your confidence level in Terrence Steele going into the year?
Yeah, so from what we saw in training camp, I think it was night and day from last year.
I could see that.
Coming back from the ACL. So I think he has a lot more confidence in physically. And I just noticed he seemed to be moving better and moving with confidence. So, I think that he's back to where he was before he tore the ACL. Because I thought that season, up until then, I thought he was on his way to the Pro Bowl. I thought he was playing that well. Now, he'll never be the greatest pass blocker, but good enough. But he's a really good run blocker. And if you go back and look at their running stats before he got hurt and after he got hurt, it was dramatically different, at least for Ezekiel Elliott. Because before he got hurt, Zeke was averaging 4.2 yards a carry. Afterwards, it dropped into the low threes. Now, I don't know if that was, you know, a coincidence or if it was a consequence of him not being out there at right tackle. And if we remember, Tyron Smith had missed that whole season up until then, and then he moved to right tackle, which he hadn't played since 2012. So. I think he's back to where he was. Now we got to see in real games, right? But, you know, in the scrimmages, and I keep referring to, because you can practice, right? But when they scrimmaged the Rams, I thought that was a good barometer of where guys were.
And way more intense.
Yes. I mean, they were playing football, basically. Yeah. You know, they weren't tackling all out, but they were thumping up, and there were some pretty good hits. And there was no brother-lawing going on the offense and defensive line, like, hey, you going to back off? You know, I'll back off. And sometimes that happens in practice, I think.
Hey, Mickey, how concerned should I be about Kalen Carson?
Well, here, and I'm glad you asked, because I think we'll see a little bit more today. But it kind of brings up something that I've been talking about since Deron Bland went down.
It's that like, depth.
Okay, yes, because now your guy that you thought was your fourth corner is now starting. So who's the fourth corner? And on the roster right now, if you on the 53, what they're listing as cornerback was Israel Mukwamu and Andrew Booth. And Mukwamu basically had been playing like the backup in the slot. And, you know, Booth, you know, Minnesota gave up on him, second-round draft choice. So, you know, I was thinking, boy, that's kind of a scary situation. And now when you see that, and you know, maybe we'll get a better indication today of where Carson is. You know, and then what's the... Can you get maybe Josh Butler, maybe, because he's had a good training camp. You know, you can call up somebody from the practice squad. So I think that'll be another indication of what they think their depth is at cornerback, which I don't think there's much after you take the guy that was going to be the backup guy. Now he's starting, and if he can't play or one of the other guys can't play, what do you got? And you can only keep so many guys. So, yeah, I think that's a little bit of, you know, kind of a red flag that you got to keep an eye on. Now, same thing for the swing tackle thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome Richards right now. But then what after that? Well, let's go. And he hasn't hardly played at all. So those are my two kind of concerns heading forward with how the roster was structured.
Any concern, and I know Mike just asked Jerry about this, about how the running back by committee is going to work, or any idea of what you think it's going to look like? Because I know Jerry shouted out Rico Dowdle, obviously, in addition to Ezekiel Elliott. How do you think that running back committee by committee is going to work?
Yeah, I think a lot's going to have to do with maybe down in distance. It's going to have to do with what they're trying, you know, what formations they're in, what they're trying to accomplish on offense. I don't know that, and Mike keeps saying, you know, on after Friday they come up with some sort of plan on how many snaps they've got for the majority of the guys or what they try to get them. Well, you know, if Zeke's out there first, we'll see what happens. I think the key thing is who's out there last, if the game's still on the line, right?
So like the NBA Final Five.
Yeah, right. So you know, I don't, from just watching practice, you don't have a feel for it because they're practicing plays, right? And I'm not saying this is this guy's play and this is that guy's play, but I could see Zeke getting 15, 18. Carries. I don't see any reason why not. And I know everybody across the country's got concerns about this running back, but none of those people watch training camp, right? None of them saw what was going on. They're just going off the fact that, well, when Zeke was last with the Cowboys, well, I just give you an indication of why that running game went down at the end of that year in 2022. And, you know, he was somewhat productive with a really bad New England team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So if you sit there and you watch him run the ball in practice, he's zipping through holes. You know, he was running over people. So, you know, for sure, short yardage, goal line, red zone. But I think he gets a normal amount of carries to start the game, and then they'll switch it up on, you know, what they're trying to accomplish with whatever offensive formation they have.
I know we'll find out as the season goes along,
right.
But do you envision that 15 to 18 potentially being sustainable throughout the entirety of the season?
I see no reason why not. I mean, he's not 33, right?
Right.
29, and that's kind of on the border of when we've seen running backs kind of diminish. And, you know, there's exceptions. Emmitt Smith, you know, kept trugging along before the age caught up with him. But, yeah, I could see him being, you know, I don't want to say a workhorse, but a prominent member of that group. And it'll, you know, I'm anxious to see, you know, what everybody else is anxious to see, just how they're going to do it. Because even when, you know, after training camp, I mean, I saw how they rotated guys in and everything, but now when we get to watch practice, it's not football practice. It's, you know, drills and special teams and stuff like that. So this will be maybe the first indication of what we think they have in plan for this group. And then, you know, and I think they'll have a package there for Deuce Vaughn. To try to get him in there in some instances. And don't forget about, you know, some end-arounds with Kevontae Turpin. And don't forget that CD's been handed the ball, too, to kind of give some juice to the running game. Now, the quarterback's not going to run like the guy did last night, right?
Sure. Nobody does.
That's going to come back to haunt them at some point in his career. You can mark my words on that one.
I think that is probably fair. You said something really intriguing to me, Mickey, because this is why I'm also trying to figure out the running back situation. Because you were talking about the practices, a lot of them that we saw in Oxnard are, you know, they're maybe not as full speed as you want and everything. And earlier you were talking about, you know, Zeke kind of zipping through and everything. How do we balance what he was doing in practice versus, you know, we didn't get to see him in any preseason games or maybe more like realistic football conditions?
Yeah, and, you know, that's you know, the big question, because
sure,
and all I can judge it off more is the scrimmages against the Rams, and
okay,
I thought
yeah,
he looked
yeah.
really really well, and they were playing their first team defense in a lot of those situations, and I thought he looked like Zeke. Now we'll see. I mean, he's not out there on crutches.
No, he's not.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think everybody's, just sent him out to pasture, and I don't see that.
I want to admit, Mickey, hope, I am one of those people. I will admit to you, and I'll be glad to
tell.
Say I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to say I was wrong, but I'll admit I am one of those people.
Yeah, and I don't think they're to the point of they're fooling themselves, right? And I think they looked at it and said, okay, he's still got something. Let's go. But I forgot to look this up because I wanted to use it as an example for last night. Did Baltimore get $13 million worth out of Derrick Henry last night?
Man, there was a couple times where I thought it was going to look like that, but I understand your overall point.
After
for
that
sure.
first touchdown, yeah. I was like, well, that was nice.
Yeah, you
was
could have like, run oh, through with that hole he had for that
yeah,
touchdown.
Yeah, it was nice.
Run through it, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't see him, like, bulldozing everybody over.
Yeah.
So, but it was $13 million a year for 3 years.
That's a lot,
and the unfortunate thing is, I know how everybody looks at this thing, but boy, that salary cap had a lot to do, and the salary cap, what they were going to have to deal with, it has a lot to do with some of the decisions they had to make because they couldn't afford to splurge on that. They couldn't afford to splurge on. Some of the big-time free agents, but they did bring in some free agents that are very large people on that defensive line, and just basically they're getting paid, I think Joseph got the most, guaranteed $2 million. The rest of them are on the veteran exception for $1.2 million. So I think they made the best of what was available. Not that they just said, well, no, we're not going to dabble in that. It's not like Dabo Swinney saying, well, we're not going to, participate in the transfer portal.
It didn't work out super well for him.
Yeah. For the first game, right? So I think that they were trying to make the best of what they had available so they could pay CeeDee Lamb. So at some point they can pay Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons. And they already paid Trayvon Diggs. And look what the cornerback, market has gone to now.
Sure. So, Mick, yesterday I warned you, so you can't be surprised.
I know.
Do you have a prediction for us?
Here it comes.
For this game.
For this game.
This game.
So I love being out on a limb by myself, right? Because I know everybody's picking Cleveland. So I'm going to pick the Cowboys 23-20.
Okay, I like it.
I'm not convinced about that Cleveland offense at this point.
Me either.
Neither are.
Especially
neither
with
Cleveland.
The quarterback that's,
yeah,
what he's played, 12 games since 2021 or something like that. Let's see. And let's see what they got when, they got to worry about their left tackle and they got to worry about their backup running back. I think the key thing for the Cowboys will be did they fix that run defense? Did they fix the run defense against creditable teams? Because they didn't last year, and that was the downfall in all six games they lost. And so I think we'll get an opportunity to see that because I'm sure Cleveland's sitting there going, well, I remember the last time we played that team in 2020 and we ran for 5,000 yards on them. I exaggerate, but it was
but it felt that way.
It was 300, right?
Yes, it was a ton. Mick, I'm looking forward to it. Sorry, we got to hit that break.
I know.
We'll talk with you again on Monday, good sir.
I'll be here.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.